If I eat protein shakes daily, can it cause a food intolerance? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Debbie Sheart from Instagram asks, if I eat smoothies daily, if I eat protein shakes daily, could I get a food intolerance? Ooh, it's a good question. And the answer is, drumroll, it depends. And I'll tell you what it depends on and how to make the best protein shake when I come back. Stay with me. All right, protein shakes. Oh my gosh. So I'm going to tell you how to make an amazing protein shake and how to make a great one bad, which is what we don't want to do. And so the first thing you want to look at is when we develop food intolerance, we develop a food intolerance to proteins in food. So the type of protein in your protein shake is hugely important. Now, the first thing to make sure that you're doing in your protein shake is eating by the Virgin Diet plate, or in this case, the Virgin Diet smoothie, which means that you have clean protein in there. Now, that could be paleo-inspired. I use a bone broth protein, or plant-based. Then along with that, and I do about 20 grams of protein from that, then you're going to add in some healthy fats. So where are you getting the healthy fats from? That could be avocado. I take a little avocado, I stick it in the freezer, and I throw chunks of avocado in because it just helps with the texture. You can do freshly ground flaxseed. Now, if you're using a Nutribullet, the Nutribullet will grind it for you. But if not, freshly ground or chia seeds or some nut butter or some coconut butter. So those are all some healthy fats. Of course, the nut milk that you use will have them too. Big important thing here, use unsweetened nut milk. That is like key, critical, use unsweetened, please promise. And so flax, flax, coconut, almond, cashew. I kind of rotate between flax and coconut. If you've got a nut allergy, well, then you could do oat milk. Just make sure all of these are unsweetened. And then for the good stuff, I always add some extra fiber. I have a product called Extra Fiber, conveniently, that I use for extra fiber. And then some fruit. And this is where you can do, I freeze bananas just as they're starting to get ripe. Because, you know, green, you can't peel them and they're really awful. But right as they're going from green to yellow, I peel them and freeze them. You do not want to eat overly ripe bananas because of the sugar content, but the just slightly getting there is really rich in resistant starch. Resistant starch resists digestion and can help you burn fat and is really good for your gut microbiome. Helps create something called butyrate, which helps you burn fat. And then, so that's a great fruit, cherries and berries. So what I do is I keep all of that in the freezer. And you can do anywhere from a half cup to a cup of fruit. I say no more than two servings of fruit a day. So half cup to a cup of fruit. I do a half. I just do a small bit of a just turning ripe banana with some avocado. And then add some greens. And you can do whatever you like here. And it depends if you've got issues with a histamine intolerance or not, any oxalate issues. But it could be spinach, chard, kale. The good news is, I personally think kale is like one of the yuckiest things ever. You can't taste it. So there's that. So that's the basic shake that you do. Now, here's the things that you don't want to put in because it will make a good thing bad. First of all, you got to be careful of the types of proteins. Dairy, whey, because it still has some casein in it, or milk proteins or egg proteins or soy proteins are the ones we specifically want to be careful about because those are the higher, I call them high-fi, higher food intolerance foods. When I looked at food sensitivity tests and I looked at a load of them, when I used to teach doctors how to read food sensitivity tests, the most common offenders were dairy and eggs, and then soy, corn, and peanuts. Gluten was different. Obviously, you do not want your smoothie to have gluten, like that goes unsaid, or corn, or peanut. Anyway, and I see this dried peanut stuff. I'm like, why on earth would we do this? So you want to make sure you're getting a clean protein and one that you can use all the time. Now, I go between my plant and my paleo. I kind of mix it up. But these bone broth proteins that are really good, soothing for the gut, have some collagen, are great gut healing. That's a great one. I have a vegan protein blend, you know, high in pea. That's another good one. So just check those out, but avoid soy, avoid dairy, avoid eggs. Next thing, do not put juice in your smoothie. Make sure, first of all, that you get protein in your smoothie, because juice and fruit is not a smoothie. Okay. That's just it's a juice milkshake bomb. It's a juice bomb. Make sure that you don't use juice. Use an unsweetened nut milk, preferably, or you can use water. It's just not as delicious. And I'm all about the delicious. But that's what you do so that you get the protein, fat, and fiber trifecta that is so important for satiety and blood sugar balance. And you get, you don't build up a food intolerance. So thank you for that question. That was awesome. And I am answering these questions live on Instagram right now. So if you're on Instagram and you got a question for Ask the Health Expert, lay it on me. And if you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe to JJ.com. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribe to JJ.com.